In this bulletin, as the government continues negotiations in the Senate over its company tax cuts, Labor fails in a bid to bring the debate forward. A Tamil family facing deportation from Australia wins a temporary reprieve. And 8th-ranked Poland out of football's World Cup while a free-scoring England progresses. With the latest SBS News, I'm Hannah Sinclair. Labor has failed to immediately force a debate in the Senate on the government's legislation that would slash the corporate tax rate. The move by the opposition attempted to expose One Nation's position on the legislation. The government wants the upper house to approve its 10-year plan to reduce the corporate tax rate to 25%, but One Nation's crucial two senators remain opposed. Labor's Senate leader, Penny Wong, called on One Nation leader Pauline Hanson to prove her opposition to the cut.
What I am moving to do is to bring forward the debate on the company tax legislation. And the reason I'm doing that is the bill that the government claims has priority. That is the bill that the country is focused on. And that is the bill that the Senate should be debating.
But Senator Hanson accused Labor of trying to bully her over the issue.
You are nothing but bullies in here, and you think that by making your comments is really going to endear you into the hearts of the public, and I will stand up for anyone that I believe in this country that needs a fair go.
The federal government has been ordered to halt the deportation of two members of a Tamil family as they await an appeal about whether they can return to the country Queensland town where they've been living. Priya, her husband Nada Saligam, and the couple's two children are being held in immigration detention in Melbourne. Federal Court Justice Bernard Murphy granted an urgent injunction prohibiting immigration authorities from deporting Priya and her three-year-old daughter. Federal Parliament has heard one in four Australians working full-time is living in poverty. Greens MP Adam Bandt says that's a statistic the country should be ashamed of. Mr Bandt wants the minimum wage increased to 60% of the median full-time weekly wage, roughly $20 an hour, from the current 55%.
In a rich country like Australia, people earning a full-time wage shouldn't be struggling to make ends meet. If you're working full-time and living in poverty, what does that also say about people who are earning potentially even less, like part-time or casual workers? What does it mean for low-income people, single parents, pensioners, or students who are relying on government support from a government that doesn't really support them?
The United Nations has been asked to investigate the Australian government after conservation groups claimed it had failed to protect the Great Barrier Reef from the effects of land clearing. Four environmental groups have written to the UN's environmental body, UNESCO, accusing the federal government of breaking promises it made when the reef was at risk of being listed as a World Heritage Site in danger. They say permits were granted under Queensland's former Liberal National Party government to bulldoze almost 37,000 hectares of old-growth forest in reef catchments. The current Labor government is arguing existing permits can't be cancelled, but the groups say the federal government should intervene. To sport, and Poland has been eliminated from the 2018 FIFA World Cup following a 3-0 loss to Colombia. The loss means the 8th-ranked Poles can no longer progress out of Group H. Poland coach Adam Nawalka says his team is devastated to be leaving this year's World Cup, but will learn from its mistakes in time for the next major tournament.
I think that our players really played their best until the very end of the game, but we lost against a very strong team, and this is what we have to accept. I'm very sorry, I'm very sad about the game that we lost, but tomorrow is another day. We have to come to grips with it and live as we are.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny and 20, Adelaide partly cloudy and 14, also cloudy in Melbourne and 13, Hobart it's 14 there, Canberra frost sunny and 12, Wollongong sunny and 16, Sydney also sunny and 17, in Newcastle there's similar conditions and 18, Brisbane a possible shower or two and 21, Cairns a shower and 26, and in Darwin it's sunny and 32. This is SBS News.